Good health to all from Rexall. From Hollywood, it's the Jimmy Durante Show.
Ink, a dinkity, a dinkadoo, a dinkity.
Oh, what a shoot! Oh,
a dinkity, a dinkadoo, a dinkity.
Yes, 10,000 Rexall drugstores who carry the complete line of top-quality Rexall drug products bring you the Jimmy Durante Show with Peggy Lee, Roy Bargy and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and Victor Moore. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Rexall's prescription for a pleasant evening, the one and only Jimmy Durante, in person.
Muscle.
Even when things go wrong.
Oh, please show me your chest.
You feel better. You even look better.
Oh, Mr. Durante, please swing from a tree for me. Please swing from a tree.
How do you like that? A little old lady in the front row thinks I'm nature boy.
Yeah.
If I can find a toupee to fit my chest, Tarzan is out of business.
Jimmy, Mother Nature would be proud to have a boy like you.
Modesty compels me to agree with you, Howard. Why, my sabot fair is imbued with inimitable cinnipitulation, and its potentialities are unequivocability.
In other words...
What do you mean, in other words? I'm having enough trouble with those. But to resume the narration, I'll take it. Hello. This is Durante James speaking. That's the way it's written in the phone book. I should have got something. Oh, yes, Mr. Truman, I enjoyed your birthday party very much. What's that? Well, I'm glad you liked the present I gave you. Goodbye.
Gosh, Jimmy, the president called to thank you for the gift you gave him. What was it?
Just the thing he wanted to hang over the fireplace in his trophy room. A stuffed Republican. It wasn't easy to find. The Republicans haven't been stuffed for 16 years. What a gala festivity that birthday party was.
Oh, gee, Jimmy, how does it feel to mingle among the political bigwigs at a private White House party?
Lackadaisical, Howard. Lackadaisical. Why, right at the height of the festivities, they brought in a birthday cake that almost singed Truman's eyebrows. It had 97 candles burning on it.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Schnoz. The president couldn't be that old. Who sent him a cake with 97 candles on it?
Congress. They never miss a chance to put heat on Harry. How mortifying. I'm with you, Harry.
Tell me, Jimmy, how old is the president anyway?
He's at the take-it-or-leave-it age. 64, trying for 48. But Howard, you should have seen the banquet they served. It was an Epicurean's delight. And while sipping some cooked champagne 32, a wine that came in when Hoover went out, taking his vacuum cleaner with him, I happened to peep through the hole in my Swiss cheese sandwich and discovered a disastrously plot. Some enemy agents were trying to buy 40 tons of mustard.
Well, Jim, what could they do with 40 tons of mustard?
They wanted to start a smear campaign against Justice Frankfurter. Well, folks, here I am with 40 tons of mustard. If anybody listening has a hot dog a mile and a half long, contact me immediately. But before I left Washington, Howard, the news broke that Dewey and Stassen had challenged each other to a debate. So I immediately challenged the both of them.
You challenged Dewey and Stassen?
That's right. The first debate takes place in Chicago. Dewey has taken the negative, and Stassen has taken the affirmative.
Well... what are you taking, Jim?
The super chief. How else can you get to Chicago? But Howard... When these debates are over, I'm willing to accept the nomination of the Republican and the Democratic ticket.
Well, Snaz, you're going to run on both tickets?
Yeah, why be half safe? This verbal duel is going to be a massacre. Why, the last debate I was in was so hotly contested, it wound up in a tie.
Your last debate, huh? Where was it held?
In the Tunnel of Love. I was for it, and she was against it. Oh, I love that kind of carrying on. But when it comes to debating, Mr. Petrie, I stand ready to match wits with anybody at any time on any subject whatsoever. Would anybody care to offer a comment?
I would, Mr. Durante. As far as I'm concerned, you're a crack brain nonentity, a miserable political failure, and a complete nincompoop.
I'll come back to him when he has a definite opinion.
Well, Oz, I have complete confidence that you'll win in this election because you're such a hard worker. You've always kept your nose to the grindstone.
Yes, Howard, and through the years, as my nose got larger, the grindstone got smaller. Yes, a lot of work has gone into my proboscis. Let me tell you about it. When I was born, my looks were only average. A situation I said I'd adjust. To be different, I suppose, I said I'd make my nose Pike's Peak or bust. I massaged it every day to make it muscular. Every morning, every night, it was a must. I'd work so hard I'd tremble. I vowed it would resemble Pike's Peak or bust. Why, at one time I had a nose that looked like a mosquito bite. And look at it today. I'm proud of it. If a mosquito bit me on the nose, it would take me 2 hours to find out where to scratch. Why, the fellas in my gang were just a little bit jealous. Why? Because the neighbors used my nose for a clothesline. But things were going great, cause at the age of 8, I'd already added 2 inches to my nose line. You gotta work, you gotta have ambition. Be patient, all you need is faith and trust. I sing this obligato to give the world my motto, Pike's Peak or bust. And I want you to know my schnozzles brought me in contact with some very interesting people. One day while strolling through a field of alfalfa, I tripped and buried my face right into the ground. And what happened? John L. Lewis stuck his head out of a gopher hole, pointed to my nose and said, anything that digs that deep has got to belong to the Union. Everybody says it's hard for me to take off a slip-on sweater. They say it's tough for me to eat corn on the cob. But in the summertime, they envy me. You see, I'm the only guy who can sit in the sun and still be in the shade. So after years and years, I've reached the pinnacle. I don't want to take a bow, but yet I must. You can do the same. All you have to do is aim at Pike's Peak or bust. Yes, sir. Pike's Peak or bust.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Did you know that more than 2,000 different drug products carry the name Rexall? That's a big family indeed, and a highly respected one, too. For in millions of American homes, the familiar name Rexall has come to mean the utmost in quality, purity, and reliability. So for any and for all of your drug needs, always buy Rexall. Have confidence in what that name means. Quality, purity, and reliability in drug products. Get them at Rexall drugstores throughout the nation, where 25% of America buys its drug needs.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Rexall Show is proud to present a man who was chosen to play the principal part in the new picture, The Babe Ruth Story. Tell me, were you up at the plate as the king of SWAT?
No, I was on the bench as the king of SWAT.
Why, it's Victor Moore. Say, what's the matter, Victor? You seem very preoccupied this evening.
Well, it's just that I've been busy with my new sideline. You see, I'm opening a little pet shop.
Well, gosh, that sounds interesting. Are you open for business yet?
Yeah, I had my first customer this morning. A beautiful young girl came in looking for a Doberman.
A pincher?
You thought you trapped me, didn't you? But I've always loved animals. Would you care to hear this little poem I've written to hang in my pet shop?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it, Victor.
Okay, here it is. A dog is known as man's best friend. A dog sticks by you to the end. And when you're tired of life's dizzy whirl, who do you want cuddled up in your lap? A dog? No, a girl. going to hang that up in my pet shop, and then
the... Stop the presses. Did I hear you say you got a pet shop, Victor?
Yeah, you want to buy a dog?
I already got a dog, Victor, and what an intelligent animal he is. By the first night I had him, I came home and found him lying on the sofa, so I had to give him a spanking. The second night I came home, he wasn't on the sofa, but it was still warm from his body, so I had to give him another spanking. The third night I came home, and what a smart dog. He's sitting in front of the sofa, blowing on it to cool it off.
There's only one thing to do, Jimmy. Sell the sofa.
Touché, Victor, touché. But tell me more about your new business. How come you opened a pet shop?
Well, I've always been partial to homeless animals ever since I gave up being one.
Victor, you poor boy. I didn't know you were a homeless waifer.
Oh, yes. Yes, when I was a baby, I was left on a doorstep, and I sat there for 3 weeks before they found me.
You sat on a doorstep for 3 weeks?
Yeah, I've got welcome written backwards in the strangest location.
I understand, Victor, I understand. But tell me more about your pet shop, Victor.
Oh, it's a wonderful business, Jimmy, but this morning I had a horrible experience. One of the dogs had pups, and when I looked at that mother dog, was I embarrassed.
Embarrassed? Why?
Well, you see, I'd been calling her Sam.
Imagine that, a litter from a known woman. I just threw that in. But, Victor, there's nothing more beautiful than a man's love for his dog. Why, for the past 4 years, I've spent every spare moment sitting high on a windy hill with my faithful dog.
Well, that's nice, Jimmy, but haven't you ever thought of marriage?
I have, but I don't think the dog is serious. I gave her a ring, but she hocked it for a can of Strong Hot. Well, Victor, I realize your pet shop is a small business, and that gives me a great idea.
It does?
Yeah, I'm going to make a tour of the country and help the small businessman.
Who is that?
Johnny of the Philip Morris Show. He finally found those stall window that he couldn't step out of. But before we start on our tour, Victor, let's have a chat with that lovely little chartreuse who stops by at this time every Wednesday. It's Peggy Lee.
Arriving on track 5. Hello, Victor. And how are you, Jimmy boy?
Peggy, it's a delight to see you. And I hope you got that little gift I left in your dressing room.
Yes, I got it, Jimmy. Thanks, but I haven't had time to open it yet. What is it?
Oh, just a little seasonal token of my esteem. It's strapless, backless, seamless, sideless, and has 16 labels that say Catalina's swimsuit.
A swimsuit? Well, why has it got 16 labels on it?
Without the labels, you got no suit. They'd just be a yard and a half of very frilly zipper.
My name is Victor Moore. I live at 8559 Roxbury Drive, and my last job was with
Victor, Victor, what are you doing?
Well, I didn't have any lines here, so I thought I might as well apply for my unemployment insurance.
Vicky boy, I'd love to put my arms all the way around you, but it's only a half-hour program.
In that case, sing, Peggy. I'll pucker up my ears and listen.
You had plenty money, 1922. You let other women make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money, too. You're sitting down wondering what it's all about. You ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. If you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be a wanderer now from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here get me some money too. If you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be a wandering out from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. Why don't you do right?
Here's a 60-second story from the Rexall Laboratory.
In the great Rexall Control Laboratory, many different scientific tests are made every day to make sure that Rexall products are compounded correctly. Some liquid products, for instance, are tested for viscosity, or to invent a handy word, we might call it pourability. Certainly no one wants a liquid drug product that is so thick it won't pour at all. And many liquids, such as milk of magnesia and mineral oil, must be thick enough so that they don't pour too fast. That's why Rexall uses the viscosimeter, a highly accurate instrument which measures viscosity scientifically. This is only one of many tests made on Rexall products, but it's a part of your guarantee that you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
So for any and for all of your household drug needs, always buy Rexall at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign, a Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Well, Victor, we're all ready to start our tour to help the small businessman. But before we leave, I'd like to give a little advice to Howard Hughes, the airplane typhoon. I think he was silly to spend... the airplane tycoon, I mean. I think he was silly to spend $8 million for RKO Studios.
What's silly about Howard Hughes buying RKO Studios?
He'll never get it off the ground. But let's get going. Is the gang ready, Peggy?
Right behind you, Jimmy.
Good. We'll go willy-nilly.
You go with Willie and I'll go with Nilly. She's a girl.
Any state in the 48 is great.
The 48 is great and any state is the reason we should celebrate.
We ought to celebrate. A small businessman can be aided. Well, then, Durrani will make things all right.
With capital and labor, I am a good neighbor.
We'll solve this problem tonight.
Leave a magic carpet to take this trip.
We pull a string and away we rip.
Say, I'm lost. What city are we over now?
I don't know, but there's two natives down there. Maybe we can find out if we fly low and listen to what they're saying.
How about a little kiss, Anne?
No, I'm too shy.
Oh, please, Anne.
No, I'm shy.
What do you know? It's Cheyenne. I got a million. Any state in the 48 is great.
Our first stop ought to be a live wire city.
Right. Off we go, and we'd be there by the end of this introduction.
The introduction is over, and we're here.
Hoo-wee the hoo-wee.
It's St. Louis. Mr. Missouri's favorite son.
The Mississippi's filling station, the pride and joy of the population.
They work hard, but working is fun.
Some fun.
It's the stamping grounds of the Cards and the Browns.
It's the seventh largest of America's town.
St. Louis.
If you can make St. Louis lose the blues.
Here's a typical small business, Jimmy.
Yeah, Schultz's Delicatessen Store. Let's go in.
Oh, we are facing bankruptcy. The amazing bankruptcy!
Mr. Schultz, for a man who's facing bankruptcy, you're pretty effervescent.
Did you ever see me when I ever wasn't? Oh, that was a Lollapalooza.
Come now, Mr. Schultz. Pull yourself together.
Pull yourself together. You're spread out further than I am.
Don't joke about my middle. It comes in handy for making both ends meet.
Please, Victor, please. We're conducting a survey. Tell me, Mr. Schultz, is business as bad as you say?
Oh, you got no idea. Things are so bad that tomorrow in my weekly fire sale, I am selling pig's feet for 5 cents a dozen.
What was that?
The pigs don't like the prices. They're taking their feet elsewhere.
Mr. Schultz, Durante is trying to help the small businessman.
That's right. How can I help you?
Oh, it's very simple. If you could get all the politicians to patronize my store, du lieber, would I be rolling in the clover.
Why just the politicians?
With all that baloney they're handing out, they gotta buy it someplace.
Let's go, Mr. Moore.
Any state in the 48 is great.
Where to now, boys?
The next stop is Portland.
There are lots of Portlands. Which one?
Tell them, Peggy.
There are many Portlands, but we're going to the one in Oregon.
If you're on a tour, then you ought to run to Oregon.
There's lots to do and there's lots to see.
So, Oregon, may we say we're glad to be
in Portland.
Any Portland in a storm.
Come on, Victor. We'll pick a small business here at random. I'll knock at this door.
Relax, boys. It's Hot Breath Houlihan.
Don't throw water on me, men. Let me burn out by myself.
I'm glad to see you again, Miss Houlihan. You're looking well.
Thanks. I'm fit as a bugle.
You mean fit as a fiddle?
No, bugle. I'm partial to anything that makes a man pucker.
Oh, one kiss from her, you could turn me loose in an open field and let me graze for the rest of my life.
Say, you're kind of cute, you savage beast.
Gets around.
Did you ever find him when he effervescent? Well, tell me, Miss Houlihan, how do you like it here in Portland?
Fine. I've only been here 2 weeks, and already I've got Oregon under my skin.
From where I'm standing, it looks like Idaho crawled under there, too. But look, Miss Houlihan, we're trying to help small business, and I noticed your sign that says you're a babysitter. How are you doing?
Well, I have my problems. Blondie and Dagwood hired me to take care of baby Dumplin'. And when he got ready for bed, I naturally kissed him goodnight.
What happened?
Baby Dumplin' is now a burnt biscuit.
You know, if she ever kisses Skeezix, she'll blow up gasoline alley.
Miss Houlihan, you don't seem to be so happy in your work.
You're wrong. I'm very happy. Why, whenever I see a baby, I want to caress him, cuddle him, and hold him in my arms. What do you say to that?
Goo, 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 goo.
Let's go, Victor. I think you need a change.
Any state in the 48 is great.
Turning around, James.
Yeah, have you any special city in mind?
I think I'll keep it a secret and surprise you.
Well, what do you know?
Hello, hello.
We're in Cincinnati, Ohio.
From the second you land on the station, you'll stand
with the heart of Ohio in the palm of your hand.
Press a button and zingo.
We're here by jingo.
Cross the river from bingo.
Cincinnati.
Go on down, boys, and get chatty with Cincinnati.
Well, Victor, there's a guy standing on the corner who looks like a small businessman.
Yeah, let's see what we can do for him.
Tell me, my good man, what business are you in?
I'm glad you asked that question. Now step a little closer. You're blocking the sidewalk. Now, I have here a handy little gadget known as Peter Perkins Perfect Precision, bunch of proof, polarized, perforated, preposterously priced potato peeler.
But I'm not interested.
I knew you'd want one. Thank you, sir. That'll be 10 cents.
Wait a minute. I got no use for a Peter Perkins Perfect Precision, bunch of proof, polarized, perforated, preposterously priced potato peeler.
Now, do you realize that the Peter Perkins Perfect Precision Puncture-Proof Polarized Perforated Preposterously Spiced Potato Peeler Peels Potatoes Plucked Palm Granite Spices Peaches Fit Fair Permeated Pickle Pickle Papayas Pulverized Prunes and Pacified Pimentos?
But I don't want a Peter Perkins Perfect Precision Puncture-Proof Polarized Perforated Preposterously Priced Potato Peeler. Take it from there, Victor.
A preposterous priced potato peeler that peels potatoes perfect. Prong, grammar, patch, and teach your fish.
Wait a minute. Give it back, Victor. You're bending it. You mean to say it penetrates pickles, papayas, cultivars prunes, and pacifies pimentos? Would anybody like to buy my interest in this conversation? But tell me, what else do you do? I live dangerously.
Now, sir, not only does the Peter Perkins Perfect Precision Puncture-Proof Polarized Perforated Preposterously Spiced Potato Peeler Peel Potatoes Block Palm Granite Spats Peaches Pitch Pears Permeate Pickles Pickles Papayas Pulverized Prunes Pacifies Pimentos. It's sand spinach, sever celery, scrape squash, squeezes, squids, and squirt squids. How do you follow me?
Yeah. Yeah, but if I could find my way home alone, I'd leave now. This guy don't need us. Take us home, Mr. Moore.
Any state in the 48 is great.
St. Louis, Portland,
Cincinnati.
You can travel north, south, east, or west.
Durrani solved the problem so it comes out best.
It's great.
Wonderful.
Marvelous.
Stupendous.
Any state in the 48.
Help to all from Rexall. We hope you're feeling fine. So always call for Rexall, where you see the Rexall sign.
Remember, 25% of America buys its drug needs in Rexall drugstores. Rexall is that large and respected family of more than 2,000 different drug products. You can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall. Available in Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Touche, Howard, and I'd like to add, I do my shopping at a Rexall store, buying Rexall drugs, and furthermore, hombre, although he prefers them too, we buy Rexall. That's all. How do you do?
Well, that's all for tonight, folks. From Victor Moore, Peggy Lee, Roy Bargy, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and
Jimmy Durrani in person, who says, good night, Miss Calabash, wherever you are.
Thousands of bright, alert young women today are choosing nursing as a career. The great increase in the number of patients in hospitals and shorter working hours for nurses have created a demand for many more thousands of graduate nurses. By enrolling as a student nurse, you obtain a professional education, interesting studies, dormitory life with girls of your own age and interests, eligibility to become a registered nurse, and even the possibility of receiving a Bachelor of Science degree. To join this hand-picked group of young women, an applicant must be a high school or college graduate of good health and character. Go to your nearest hospital today and find out more about entering this skilled and honorable profession.
Good night, folks.
This program is produced and directed by Phil Cohan. Good health to all from Rexall.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.